Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. I am so thrilled to have Pastor William McDowell in the studio with me. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I always love being with you.
I love it when you come here because it's always something different, but at the same time, you stay consistent in your walk, and I appreciate that.
This is the same call. It has not changed, and so every part of it is the same, and every expression of it is still out of the same call.
So when I first met you, you had your first CD out. It was William McDowell.
Well, I'm still William McDowell.
Right. But then a year or so later, it's Pastor William McDowell.
Yeah.
Worship leader, then pastor, and now author.
Author.
Wow.
Yeah.
The name of it is It's Happening.
A generation is crying out and heaven is responding. This is what took place, really have been a 20-year cry of mine.
Okay.
That culminated, well, I won't say culminated, I will say began to be answered on May 22nd, 2016. And that has necessitated, what God has done since then has necessitated that we write this book.
Oh, wow.
Not just about the testimony, but really about the posture that led to this point. Because when we write a song, we have 3.5 to 5 minutes at the most, particularly if it's on radio.
Right.
You know, 3.5, 4 minutes to try to express something that's inexpressible almost.
Yeah.
A book, I have 240 pages in that book.
Yeah.
Allows us to really express that. And for me, what was significant about it is that I've been in this place crying out to God this long, believing God. And it is like that the answer required that we respond in this way, that we write in this way, that we invite people. Everywhere I've ever gone to lead worship,
yes,
every song I've written, every CD I've ever put out has been looking for the people, the place, the nation, the city, the
absolutely
church, where people were this hungry, this thirsty for a move of God to take place. I just didn't know that the thing I'd been looking for all my life, 40 plus countries and numerous cities here,
right,
would happen at my own church.
Well, it has. I remember the videos of the second one.
Probably Withholding Nothing.
Yes.
Yes.
And just people were just on the floor.
Yeah.
Tears. Just it was an amazing thing to watch. I was watching it in the middle of the night because I couldn't sleep. And then I really couldn't sleep.
Uh-huh. I remember us talking about that.
Yeah. So this movement, this prayer that you had is going on in your own church, and things like supernatural healing is going on.
Yeah.
Lives are changing Orlando, right?
In Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really what has happened, just to be really clear, because, you know, part of it is when we start to talk about particularly the healings and the miracles and things like that, which at this point in the last 20 months or so has been over 200 significant. And when I say over 200 significant, I'm talking about, you know, people who were paralyzed, no longer paralyzed.
Wow,
people,
man,
getting up out of wheelchairs and no longer using walkers and canes and lupus and cancers.
Jesus.
And all sorts of things healed, tumors gone, and all the, I mean, just significant things. And as I begin to talk about those things, a lot of times, you know, because we're talking about a revival, an outpouring of the Spirit of God, a lot of times people will say, well, that's the revival. But there was a healing revival in the United States in the 1940s.
Yes.
So this is not a healing revival. Healing or the miraculous is one of the signs of revival in a place, but it's not the totality of it.
Yeah, amen.
What we've been experiencing relative to the outpouring of the Spirit of God has been a marking, life-changing thing. And the thing that's amazing about it is that when God begins to do something like this, He does it to stir what we call righteous envy.
Mm-hmm, amen.
Righteous envy is when the Lord begins to do something in a place, bless a people, do something for a people that causes you to hear about it, see
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, He does it, according to Romans 11, to make us jealous so that
Jesus,
we will pray for the thing that He wants us to have.
Oh, Jesus. Today I need to hear that.
Yeah.
Today I need to hear that.
I think sometimes we really, we almost don't even know how to appropriate the feelings that we have when
yes.
we see certain things. But those are the things that God uses to provoke us. If Hannah had not had Peninnah, this is now 1 Samuel 1, to be her rival or to provoke her, she would have never prayed for Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
She was obviously comfortable where she was.
Yes.
That's why Elkanah said, aren't you satisfied with me? But there has to come a point where you're no longer satisfied with what you've had.
Mm-hmm.
But frustration doesn't cause things to change. Something being the same way doesn't cause it to change. It doesn't change until you pray about it. And ultimately, that's what Hannah did. She prayed. She said to the Lord, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. Now, the reason why the Lord used Peninnah to provoke Hannah in the first place, and the reason why he uses things to provoke us, is because Hannah wanted a son, God wanted a prophet. And so he had to use somebody to provoke her out of her place of complacency so that she would cry out for the very thing he wanted to release in the earth.
Jesus.
That's the thing God's doing in the earth right now. Mm-hmm. What he's doing is he's moving in certain places, challenging our comfort, challenging our norm, challenging our complacency,
mm-hmm.
allowing us to see that it's happening somewhere,
mm-hmm.
So that we will cry out for the very thing. We are in a time where God wants to release revival in the earth.
Amen.
The question is there a cry on the earth that will agree with what he wants to release in the earth?
Oh.
And that's part of what this is about.
Oh my goodness, this book, I can't wait to read it. Thank you so much for allowing me to have a copy of
Absolutely.
This. And it's happening. A generation is crying out and heaven is responding, by Pastor William McDowell. I am so thrilled for you.
I'm excited for the body of Christ.
Yeah.
I read a book 20 years ago, some people may have heard of it, called The God Chasers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read The God Chasers, I remember after I read the first two chapters, I put that book down, I went to my room, and I cried out to God, and I said, I'm not going to leave this room until I have an encounter with you like that.
Mm.
And that is what began for me this 20-year journey. Every Saturday for 20 years now has belonged to the Lord. That is a time for me to cry out to God. And so when I say I had a 20-year cry, it started then.
Yes.
And what I was saying was, God, I want to be someplace whenever it happens. Where I want to be someplace in my life, someplace in the earth. I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's the United States. I don't care if it's a city I live in. I don't care if it's another country. But if you're going to move like that, I want to be there.
Yeah.
I want to be in the room. What's amazing to me, what I did not know, and it was what I alluded to you earlier, is that on May 22nd, 2016, God would say, I'm going to answer that prayer in the very church that you planted. I've been traveling the world looking for a pearl. This is Matthew 13, verse 46.
Right.
I've been traveling the world looking for a pearl. I have decided now that I found a pearl of great value, which is the move of God, the kingdom of God, revival. I actually travel less right now.
Yeah.
And the reason why I travel less right now is not just being a responsible pastor. It's because what's happening in our house is too precious to miss.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be there.
I found a pearl. I want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It is such a pleasure to have you
here.
I am so grateful that we were able to connect with this. Because I've been really interested in what was going on, and I've been watching from afar. Sometimes I sneak in and watch services just to see what it is that people in Orlando are experiencing.
Yeah. There's a move of God happening. Mm-hmm. What this book does is, the goal is not for you to read it and say, I need to get there.
Mm-mm.
The goal is, and what we chronicle, the different postures to have before the Lord, the different cries that we have before the Lord, is so that it will happen in your own life.
Yes.
That's the season we're in.
Yeah.
If you want
I feel
he wants you to have it.
Right. I feel like what was planted in your church is starting to radiate.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is really good. Well, how can we get a copy of this book?
Amazon.com, and it's in all Barnes and Nobles as well.
Very good.
And so you can go to Barnes and Nobles or Amazon.com. And there's plenty of digital ways to get it as well.
Yeah.
If you want to know, just go to itshappeningbook.com, and that'll help you and direct you.
And follow William McDowell on social media.
On all of our socials, just make sure you're following with a blue check mark.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of fake pages out there.
Ooh,
now.
Ooh, baby. And they're friending me, and I'm like,
you're
not Pastor McDowell.
And, you know, all artists and pastors are going through it, so make sure that if you're going to do that, it's with a blue check mark. But if you're looking for us, you can find us on socials. But it's happeningbook.com is the way to connect with that. And I can't wait for the body of Christ to read this.
Yeah, I can't wait to get started on myself. It is Pastor William McDowell right here on Praise 102.7. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.